Welcome to Coffee at KYUK. I'm Greg Kim. For the first time, there are indications of community spread of the novel coronavirus occurring in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Yesterday, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced that it believes there is a strong likelihood that sporadic community spread of COVID-19 is occurring in Neposkiak. Tribal and city leaders have implemented shelter-in-place and mask-wearing to slow the spread of the virus in the village. Yesterday evening, I talked with YKHC Chief of Staff Dr. Ellen Hodges about this news.
So I think I'd first like to explain a little bit by what we mean by community spread, just in case people don't understand. So community spread means that there are people who have become infected with the virus in a specific area, and this could include some people who are not sure how or when they became infected. So there are cases of the COVID virus where we're pretty sure we know where the person became infected with, and then there's cases where we're not sure. So when we do hear about a new case, the very first thing we do is a case investigation and a contact tracing. And so we believe, based on our case investigation and our contact tracing on these particular cases, that there may be sporadic community spread in the village of Neposkiak.
Mm-hmm. Does that mean that the contact tracing has revealed that the two Neposkiak cases were close contacts, or?
No, in fact, it means the opposite of that. It means that the cases are sporadic, and we're not 100% sure, based on our current investigation, how those cases became to be, basically, how those cases came to be.
Okay. Just to clarify, when you say that's opposite of that they were close contacts, you mean that they definitely were not close contacts, and thus they must have gotten it from somewhere else, meaning that that is why YKHC believes that there may be sporadic community spread, because it means that other people may in the village may have spread it to each other.
Well, I think it's useful to think about the cases, like what we mean by a travel-related case and what we mean by a community spread case. So a travel-related case involves an individual who has traveled to an area where there's, you know, a lot of cases. So some of the places in the lower 48, there's a lot of hot spots right now in the south, for example. And then they travel to a place where there's not a lot of infections and they test positive. And then there may be people who are in the close contact circle with that person who test positive. Those are travel-related cases, because you can identify an individual who traveled to an area that has community spread and they test positive. And then anyone who's associated with that case is kind of associated with a travel spread case. For community spread, what we mean is we're not sure how or when they became infected.
Okay. So you're saying that for these two individuals, neither of them traveled to a place with community spread, and they were not associated with each other. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Have we hit a new threshold with the COVID-19 pandemic in the YK Delta with this?
That's a really good question, and I'm not sure if we have or not. I think constant vigilance has something that YK has always preached. So just because the state is opening up doesn't mean the pandemic is over, and we strongly encourage people to maintain the protective measures that we know work. So, you know, frequent hand washing, wearing of masks in public when you're not with your household members, and maintaining social distance from people not in your household. These are all measures that are going to help us control the virus regardless of what's going on currently. Many things with this pandemic are unknown, and we can't know them. First of all, it's a new virus that we don't know a lot about. And secondly, the behavior of the virus isn't like anything else that we really know. So a lot of the time, scientists, and you know, you see this from the CDC recommendations and the World Health Organization recommendations, are often changing. And that's because we're learning new things about this virus every day. But I do think it helps to go back to those old standbys. So wash your hands, avoid contact with other people if you possibly can, wear a mask if you have to be out in public.
Mm-hmm. It seems like even with the number of cases going up in the Delta, the alarm or the reaction within the community has not corresponded to that rise in number of cases. How should residents be responding to now to a strong likelihood of sporadic community spread?
Well, I think I just would go back to the same thing I just said. I mean, I think everyone needs to be careful about their social contacts. If you can't name the number of people that you've been with in the past 14 days, then you're around too many people and you need to limit your social circle. And we really strongly encourage the wearing of masks, especially when you aren't with members of your own household. And then again, the constant hand washing and avoiding touching your face. And I think the other thing that's really important is if people have symptoms, we really need to see them and get them tested. That's a critical point in this virus. Many of the people who contract this virus either have no symptoms or very few symptoms, but that doesn't mean they can't make other people sick. And so those are the kind of people we need them to call our hotline, and we need to get them scheduled for testing if they think they have symptoms, because that's one of the ways that you can help control an outbreak is by getting a hold of everybody that is positive and getting them into quarantine and then testing their, you know, tracking down their contacts and getting them into quarantine and that kind of thing. So just sort of trying to limit the spread once the virus has taken root kind of in a community. That's the best way to take care of it.
Mm. It seems like people are waiting for a moment where someone says, it's now. This is, we're not joking around anymore. Like, this is, it's here. It's serious. It's a really big deal. And I'm just wondering if this is the moment.
That's a really good question. And I think here at YKHC, we've always taken it seriously, and we've always been concerned about the burden this might place on our healthcare system, especially if we were to get an unchecked outbreak. So, for me, the moment has always been here, but I can see where other people might think the moment is now. But I really hope people do take this seriously. This disease is unpredictable. There are people who are healthy, who have no chronic medical conditions, who become severely ill and die. And there are, of course, our elderly who are quite vulnerable, who can become severely ill and die. And so I think it's incumbent upon all of us as a community to contribute to the control of this outbreak. And I think that's also a really important point, is that this virus will not be controlled by any one person's actions, but by all of our actions together. We have to work together as a team, as a community, as an entire YK Delta to try to control an outbreak.
Mm-hmm. So Napusquiak Tribal Administrator Sharon Williams has said that in January, a lot of people in Napusquiak were very sick. She said she had a cough for over a month, and she said everyone was sick. Is it possible or likely that COVID-19 has already been spreading in that village as far back as she says?
I think it's unlikely. The first cases that appeared in Alaska were after that. And it's important to keep in mind that we had a very bad flu outbreak this winter as well. And many of the people who had a bad respiratory illness in the winter actually had influenza.
I see. That makes sense. Have all the state lab tests come back for when YKHC's team was in Napusquiak last week testing?
We will probably not be able to comment on that at this point. We would like to make sure that the community leaders and the patients themselves are made aware of the test results before we would release anything to the media. So we will definitely be following up on that, and keep your eyes peeled for announcements on that shortly.
Okay, thank you. And would you be able to, and I imagine you won't, but would you be able to share where the where that Bethel resident who traveled to Napusquiak, that positive case, where that person is quarantining? Is that in Napusquiak or is that in Bethel?
I'm sorry, I really can't comment on that. We try as hard as we can to protect the confidentiality of our patients. It's hard in small communities because a lot of times all the information kind of gets out there anyway because of lots of social media and all this sort of thing. But we try really hard not to contribute to anything that might violate a person's right to privacy.
Mm-hmm. And what this is included in the press release, but what are appropriate measures that Napusquiak should be taking to reduce exposure or to the spread of the virus?
Well, I think that the Napusquiak community has done a wonderful job of kind of embracing the protective measures, such as encouraging mask wearing, asking people to limit gatherings and to shelter in place or hunker down. This means leaving your home or being with members that are not your own household, only for urgent matters like running to the store or a medical appointment or medical emergencies. Those are the things that they have already put in place and have been just really very good partners to work with in this particular situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm grateful for the partnership with the tribe and the city.
Mm-hmm. Does YKHC have recommendations on travel into or out of the village?
I don't think we have any specific recommendations about that, but we do, again, pivot back to like the usual, like wear a mask, limit your interactions to those that are only strictly necessary. And that's not just, I think, for the Napusqueak residents. I would include that recommendation for any of us. The entire state of Alaska is seeing an increase in the number of cases. Anyone who follows along on the Department of Health and Social Services website has seen the sort of slow climbing of the cases over the past few weeks. So I think limiting your social circle and the number of people you interact with as small as possible is a really good idea. And I think one of the things that Dr. Zink, our state medical officer, talks about is sort of having like a double bubble, like including your bubble and a couple of other households, and then just really trying hard to not interact with a wide variety of people. I think that's really important. I go back to if you can't name the people you've been around for the past 14 days, you're probably around too many people. So just trying to limit your social interactions to only a few people and that which is necessary.
Mm-hmm. Does YKHC have any recommendations for other communities in the YK Delta? Any new recommendations after this release of possible or likely sporadic community spread?
No, I do think that the communities in our region are doing a wonderful job of trying to keep their communities safe, and I commend the village councils and the city leadership in many of our in all of our villages. They've done a really proactive job of trying to, in various ways that fit their community, that are tailored to their own community, to try to limit the spread of virus into their community. And we work closely with them and really encourage those protective measures.
Mm-hmm. Other activities that people might be engaging in is fishing during this time. A lot of people are fishing in a community like Napusqueak where people are being encouraged to hunker down. Where does fishing fit with that?
That's an excellent question. So if people can stay with members of their own household, or again, I talked a little bit about a double bubble, so maybe you have one other household that you go fishing with, I think that's perfectly acceptable. I think this is an important time in subsistence in this area that's out of doors. As long as people can maintain social distance from people not in their household, wear masks if they have to interact with other people. We've seen cases where people have gone out fishing with multiple different households and people were able to keep masks on. And staying out of doors is really also very beneficial to this. And I think all those kind of protective measures help. Frequent hand washing once they get back, and limiting the number of people in and out of a fish camp, that might help as well. You might normally have everyone in your entire extended family stop by. Maybe you'd think about limiting that this year to the people that are only essential for processing the fish for your family.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Is there anything else that you'd like to say or you think people should know at this point?
Well, I think I'd like, again, to go back. If people have fever, chills, cough, shortness of breath, diarrhea, a diminished sense of taste or smell, that's a common one that we've noted in our patients in around the state as well as in our own region. If people notice those symptoms, we really would like them to call our nurse triage line, 543-6949, and get tested and schedule an appointment for testing. The many people who have COVID are either asymptomatic or minimally symptomatic, but they're still able to spread the virus to other people and make them sick. So we'd really like to get them tested so we know for sure. And we've had a great response to testing. And so I'd just really encouraging people to go and get tested if they feel like they have any symptoms at all. And we are going to have some community hours at our drive-through tent where people can come when they don't have an appointment. So we're going to do those on Wednesdays, starting next Wednesday, July 1st, from noon to 4 p.m. So you don't need an appointment. You don't need a doctor's note or a doctor's referral. Just come, and we'll kind of test all comers who come during that time period.
Mm-hmm. And that's something that YKHC did maybe a week or two ago, but that's going to be regular, and that's a new regular service.
Yes, a new regular service. So gotcha. On Wednesdays from 12 to noon.
Gotcha. Okay, well, thank you so much for your time this evening, Dr. Hodges, and also thank you for all the work that you do.
Oh, and thank you for being such an excellent partner in getting out accurate information about the pandemic. I really appreciate your partnership.
Of course. All right, thank you. Have a great evening.
Yep, bye-bye.
Okay, bye. You were listening to Dr. Ellen Hodges, Chief of Staff at the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation. I'm Greg Kim. Thanks for listening to Coffee at KYUK.